All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Just a little fun fact for you. If you are Googling celebrities, the ones to most likely to give you a virus on your computer. This is so weird, and they don't know why with any of these things. Alexis Bledel, she's the one from Gilmore Girls, played Rory. She is the celebrity name most likely to give you a virus on your computer if you search her name online. Followed by James Corden, Sophie Turner, who was on Game of Thrones, Anna Kendrick, Lupita Nyong'o, and at number six, I just have to mention Jimmy Fallon. So be very careful if you're Googling their names. You might wind up with a virus, and there's no ointment for that kind of virus on your computer.
Not a shot?
No.
Okay.
You got to call the guy. You're going to have to call the guy.
Great.
Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Matt LeBlanc allegedly developing a new TV show together. Now, they all got together for dinner a while ago and discussed this, and people close to them say for a long time there was talk of course, the cast doing a reboot of Friends. That's not going to happen. None of them, they've all said, well, yeah, I'd do it, but you know, it's done.
Yeah.
But they would like to do a show with those three. Mm-hmm. They're in as older adults, maybe possibly a comedy, maybe even a comedy drama, just a whole different show, but with the same people because they all worked so well together and they really enjoyed working together and they would love to do something together again. Okay. So we'll see what happens with that. And they said, if Lisa Kudrow, Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer all want to make guest appearances, absolutely, if they're not in completely, you know.
Okay.
So, and on a recent Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak told the world about his mental disability.
There's something I struggle with. I show this once a year to show I haven't gotten any better. We frequently give away trips, as we did tonight, to the island of Antigua. But when you look at it, it looks like it's Antigua. It's spelled that way. So I can't say it right. So this is what they have to do for me. They have to sound it out for me with that because I'm stupid.
No, you're not.
37 years, I can't say Antigua.
Antigua.
Oh, bless his heart.
I know. I got to be honest. I always thought it was Antigua, which sounds more fun to visit because Antigua doesn't sound this fun to me.
No.
Where'd
Antigua sounds more exotic.
Doesn't it? I know, but Antigua just sounds like you gave up. Antigua. What? No.
However, if you listen to Jimmy Buffett.
Yes, you know, yes, that's
Antigua.
Right. Yes, Antigua.
So.
Yes, I know.
Never knew that about it. There's a lot of people that can't say certain words.
Oh, I can't.
Mine, of course, is empathy.
Yours is, embassy.
Embassy.
Embassy. There you go.
And when I have to say it, that's why I kind of, embassy. I just kind of.
What did you say?
And Jody's words are. Disposal. Anything with.
Disposal.
Yeah, something with letters. That are in disposal.
Disposal, okay. Like the garbage disposal?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Oh, that's so funny.
Aluminum.
Yeah.
All the other words that a lot of people can't say.
Ow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.